AccuWeather forecast, sun with some clouds, rather windy this afternoon, going to be a high near 67 degrees. Nobody hurt, but several people displaced from three homes just south of Racine's downtown by fire early this morning. It caused an estimated $100,000 damage. A news release from the police department says an adult occupant of the two-story home at 309 10th Street, while inside, observed the reflection of flames outside, so he ran out and called 911. Those flames intensified, eventually reaching a neighboring home at 1000 Wisconsin Avenue, while the exterior of 1004-1006 Wisconsin, a single-family residence, incurred some heat damage. Occupants from all three locations were displaced. What caused the fire is still under investigation, though a fire department news release indicates it appears to have started on the exterior of the home and spread up to the attic. Anybody with information urged to contact Racine Emergency Services at 886-2300 or Crime Stoppers of Racine County at 636-9330. Send a text message to RACS and tip 417. In Milwaukee, the weekend death of a 33-year-old man in a fire on the west side, that is still under investigation. This happened on North 44th Street. The victim discovered unresponsive and could not be revived. That fire apparently beginning in the kitchen area. No foul play, though, is suspected. Heart failure. It's a chronic, life-threatening condition in which the heart just can't pump enough blood to meet the body's needs. Cardiology Chief Clyde Yancey at Northwestern University School of Medicine says there are more than a million Americans every year that have to be hospitalized because of this. The American Heart Association launching a major initiative to raise awareness. It is called Rise Above Heart Failure.
Pay attention to blood pressure, pay attention to diabetes, and especially pay attention to obesity. We know that those three things together really accelerate the onset of the disease.
The American Heart Association trying to lower hospitalization rates by 10% over the next 5 years. Wisconsin's gasoline price is a little bit lower from last week, according to the latest AAA survey. Statewide average, $2.44. That is down 6 cents a gallon from a week ago, 72 cents lower than a year ago at the same time. Cheapest average price for gas showing up in Madison at $2.26. The average in La Crosse turned out to be the highest at just under $2.50 a gallon, though prices at several Southeast stations were listing at $2.51, $2.55 at the time of the survey. They are below that this week. The agenda for the Racine County Economic Development and Land Use Planning Committee meeting tonight at the Isgrove Office Complex. That includes American Roller's conditional use permit application to tear down an existing building on South Beaumont Avenue in the town of Dover. They want to create more space for additional anhydrous ammonia tanks, the issue, to have a public hearing. And a rezoning request from the operators of the Bear Den Zoo on Highway 164 in Waterford. The desire to change the 2.4 acres from farmland preservation to recreational. 6th Street and Mound Avenue near downtown Racine last week and Sunday night in front of Park High School, gathering points for family and friends and others in the community to remember Rob Johnson. He died from injuries suffered in a traffic crash on October the 8th. Johnson was in a vehicle driven by Dartavian Watson, and after reportedly drinking at a friend's house, Watson crashed the vehicle into a building at 1403 6th Street. Johnson suffered severe head trauma, went to Frederick Hospital, but died 2 days later. Watson remains jailed on three felony counts and a misdemeanor in connection with the accident. Search for an endangered missing adult with mental health issues from the village of Mount Pleasant. It came to a successful conclusion last evening when the 85-year-old was found in Illinois. Notification from the State Department of Justice indicated that the man was from the Appleton area, and in the past, when he'd gotten lost, he ended up driving toward that part of the state. Silver alert was made just before 8:30 p.m. across Wisconsin. It was canceled a few minutes before 9 o'clock. The Wisconsin State Patrol participating in what's called Operation Safe Driver. This emphasizes the need for commercial truck drivers and all other drivers to be sharing the road and interacting safely. Patrol Captain Brian Osler says the main target, those really big trucks.
But we are also watching how other motorists interact as well. We want to discourage speeders, tailgaters, distracted driving, things that impact the safety of everyone out there on the highways. About 90% of the critical reasons a crash occurs can be attributed to driver actions or inactions. This is a number that can be and needs to be changed.
Meanwhile, he says that the patrol inspects more than 30,000 trucks every year for possible problems. This Operation Safe Driver effort will run through October the 24th. Racine Unified School Board, ahead of its regular meeting coming up tonight, going to have a work session. And during that agenda, there's going to be a discussion about salary proposals for all employee groups. Salaries have been a back-and-forth verbal battle between the teachers' union and the district now for months. No action to be taken, though, by the board at the conclusion of that work session. City Council in Kenosha is meeting tonight. The agenda for that gathering includes a proposed resolution from Alderman David Bogdala. He wants to create guidelines for city contributions to recreational or civic events that are held in the parks. His intent is to set up guidelines on fees and other costs and when waivers might be appropriate. Also, a proposed resolution from Alderman Kurt Wilson to amend fee schedules and to allow a $100 vacant building permit fee for residential units. That, in addition to commercial, multifamily, institutional, and manufacturing. Well, our weekend weather here in southeast Wisconsin sure had an impact on a lot of folks wanting to be outside but didn't want to go out in the cold. Now, your health can be an issue, especially when it's getting cold outside and you don't want to go out and exercise. Dr. Joshua Liberman with Columbia St. Mary's Hospital in Milwaukee says people tend to become shut-ins when it turns colder, but you don't have to be. Make sure, though, you can physically be outside in the cold weather, whether it's to take a walk or maybe do a five-mile run.
With our chillier temperatures coming on, I think the biggest thing to do is to make sure that you warm up before engaging in any exercise. One of the pitfalls that people run into is that they jump outside right away and start doing an activity.
Dr. Liberman adding that you can do some kind of exercise in the cold weather, but also diet plays a role in your health. So maybe cut back on the fast food, take a look at fresh produce, even some frozen vegetables would be helpful. And the federal government expanding the Takata airbag recall to 400 additional 2015 GM vehicles. The Buick LaCrosse, Cadillac CTX, Chevy Camaro, Equinox and Malibu, and the GMC Terrain vehicles. The 2016 budget review process for the city of Racine is officially starting up tonight with a 6 o'clock committee of the whole meeting at City Hall. City Administrator Tom Friedel telling the Alderman recently about the schedule, beginning with some of the non-core budget items, but which may garner some attention, like the mayor's office and water and wastewater. And Wednesday and Thursday night, that's going to be the spotlight on the big ticket items like public safety and also public works.
Then on Wednesday the 21st, public safety will be in, police and fire, etc. On Thursday night, the Parks and the Department of Public Works will be here. Your chance to ask them any questions you want, hear from them, discuss the budgets in detail.
And there will be continued discussion right after the public hearing on November the 5th. On the 11th of November, any proposed amendments will be considered in Committee of the Whole. Eventually, that panel will make its final recommendation to the full council. There's a public hearing coming up at 7 o'clock tonight in the Kenosha County town of Paris. It is on the future of the I-94 corridor through that area, specifically components of an I-94 corridor plan with defined boundaries, design standards, and a goal of updating a 1995 land use map, which had some slightly different goals and objectives. Tonight's meeting is at the Paris Public Safety Building on Burlington Road. Amazon's got this big operation. You may have seen it along the interstate in Kenosha. It's now going after people who reportedly sell fake reviews for products on its website.
The company says more than 1,000 people sold five-star reviews through Fiverr.com. That's a website where odd jobs can be picked up for as little as $5. Amazon's policy bans fake product reviews, so the company sued those people for breach of contract and violating federal consumer laws. Fiverr says sellers solicit fake reviews everywhere, but its policy is only that people who made a purchase can post a review. I'm Mark Chase.
The Racine Traffic Commission agenda for later this afternoon includes a communication from 4th District Alderman Jim Kaplan about a request from the owner of Kenny's Bar on North Main Street to put a crosswalk yield sign at the intersection with Barker Street. Also revisiting parking around the schools during the morning drop-offs and the afternoon pickups by parents and guardians. Last discussion included some comments about the problems only really being noticeable during the times on school days and not really lasting all that long. Deer hunters should have much better luck here in southern Wisconsin with the fall than up north, according to Wisconsin Wildlife Federation President George Meyer. The one-time state DNR secretary, that's where recent rough winters and predators have taken a toll.
But the major reason we have low populations, lower populations than what we used to have, is that the northern forests are maturing, which means less deer browse.
Meyer says, however, there's plenty for deer to eat in the southern two-thirds of the state, and the population is strong. Archers have been bagging deer for more than a month at this point in Wisconsin. The 9-day gun deer season begins November the 21st. November 7th is the NAACP Freedom Fund Banquet in Kenosha. It will include top honors for a couple of city officials, as well as the last remaining original member of the group. The gathering at the Parkway Chateau on 75th Street to recognize outgoing Police Chief John Morrissey, who is retiring in a few months, and Mayor Keith Bosman, who is stepping down after the spring election. The sole remaining lifetime member of the Kenosha NAACP is 84-year-old Rita Seiler. She'll be receiving the Brother John Wright Award for efforts at promoting human rights issues. Keynote speaker for the event, Racine Police Chief Art Howell. This year's theme, Pursuing Liberty in the Face of Injustice. And former longtime Kenosha County Clerk Edna Hyland died over the weekend. She was 80 years old. She passed away at the Brookside Care Center. She was the clerk in the county for 25 years. Kenosha's Proco Funeral Home is handling the services. AccuWeather forecast, it'll be sun with some clouds, gusty winds this afternoon, high near 67. I'm Tom Karkle, WRJN News.